Ryan Blogger, Ryan Grant, the whole crew of players will see the doctors tomorrow. I mean, we do our evaluations on Wednesday and Friday, so nothing's changed since yesterday.
Mike, was Woodson always on the injury report with a foot and a knee, or is that a knee thing or something new?
I would say it was just a foot. I think the knee flared up a little bit more this week than prior. You know, when you get to Charles's age, you have some bumps and bruises. So,
I know Vic's been out for a while. Is he ready to go, assuming that Brad can't play?
Vic Soto, those look good. Has looked good in practice. I had a chance to watch him today, and I know Sean Slocum has worked him on special teams. So we're getting Vic ready to play. Yes.
When you face one of these uncommon or not common opponents, teams you're not accustomed to playing year in year out, do you sense any kind of dip in the attitude or the intensity during practice during the week?
I would say on common opponents, it do not give you a dip in effort or energy in preparation. If anything, it heightens your awareness in your film preparation and interaction between players and coaches on the field as far as questions and answers. And was that the blitz we saw this morning in the meetings? There's more interaction just because you're getting more familiar with their scheme and with their players. And, you know, and like anything, you play an uncommon opponent, you play them early in the season. Probably your first two games of the year, you're looking at an average probably 30-35% of the plays in the game are unscouted looks. You know, once you get to week four, you're looking probably about 10-15%. So 85-90% of the plays in this game, history would tell you that most likely are concepts that we've seen on film. So I would say uncommon opponents heightens your preparation, but the energy to me, you know, felt the same today. I thought we put together two good days of practice. We had the rain for the last, you know, half an hour or so, so that was kind of fun. But last week was clearly our best week of practice of the season, going into the Chicago game. And I think we got a good solid week going so far.
In each of these three games so far, the Broncos, they've had at least one drive that was a long, sustained drive. What have you seen so far that's characteristic when they get into that? Is it a running team? Is it a short passing team?
I would describe their offense as patient, efficient, the ability to mix the run and the pass, you know, controlled passing game. I know you haven't seen a lot of vertical production in their pass game, which leads you to believe that probably this will be a week they may try to go vertically more. So, but I think they've been patient and efficient as far as their approach to games. Yes, Lattimore has a shoulder, and we're gonna take a close look at him either today or in the morning.
Do you have to be leery of the gadget play potential with Tebow?
Well, I would think any time you have a player that has a history of plays of deception in his background, you look at those. It's part of your evaluation. You know, obviously, their red zone package that they have near the goal line with him. So, yeah, you definitely look at all those types of things.
Is Frank any closer to him?
I do not have one on Frank. I know we talked about looking at Frank today, but that's something I'll probably either get later today or tomorrow from Dr. McKenzie.
As someone who likes tight ends, is it fun having five on the roster? Is it challenging all those guys involved?
Fun, I guess. Everything about my job's fun. This is the funnest part right here. But, those five guys are in the spot on our 53, so that's why they're there. But it's a position that gives you versatility, whether you're playing offense, whether they're contributing on special teams. So that's the part that I like most about having five tight ends.
Do you have a catchy name for your five tight end alignment?
Don't recall seeing that.
Pretty cool time to be a sports fan. Wisconsin undefeated Packers, Brewers going to the playoffs, Badgers top 10. Are you guys kind of aware of that? Do you get to enjoy a little bit on the side?
Absolutely. I mean, the conversation this morning at breakfast and amongst the coaches and even with some of the players once we came downstairs. It was about the Brewers and the playoffs, you know, getting started, and you know, the games last night, how it turned out with Tampa Bay and St. Louis. Yes, I would say we're very much in tune with the Brewers, and we wish the Brewers the best, and we'll all be watching and rooting for them.
In camp, Joe Philbin was saying, big goal this year for offense, getting the quarterback sacks down so far. Aaron Hunt has been sacked 5 times in this game. What do you see so far that's been the major contributing factor reaching that goal? So
we spent a lot of time on pass protection. Probably clearly any here more in Green Bay than any place I've ever worked. And I know our approach here is differently than the other places that I've coordinated at before. But it's like anything. If you're going to emphasize a certain aspect of your offense or defense, the time commitment has to show up on Sundays. And that's really what I look at it as. I think our players are very sharp as far as understanding the protection, the stress points of protections, being proactive with the adjustments, how the defense is trying to stress them out week in and week out and execute those concepts. So we're doing a much better job. I think they're extremely well coached from every position. The players, you know, are really at a different level as far as their expertise and understanding. We're playing faster in that phase, but still, 5's too many, and it's a goal that we definitely need to take care of compared to a couple of years ago when we were extremely high.